Kanchanas, mint Védesmin, Sukkaram, Dukkaram, Balet, Vishra, Haridasya, Szkicsek, Hanyana, Mábuha.
Can you please look up this verse which starts with Bhavite, Bhavite? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it's nothing. And there's only happiness. You're dancing, singing, and eating prasadam, and that's all. This is the process itself. And unfortunately, we have a karma. A karma is that we have a body, and because we have a body, we have to eat. And we have to maintain it, and we have to live in a house, and it costs money, so we have to work, and there are complications. But this is your problem. This is karma. This is unavoidable. This is our destiny. And we don't want to avoid our karma. We have to do something. Because if we would have to sing and dance and eat for 24 hours, that would also be a difficulty. This is a quote. It's not a quote, it's a verse. Somewhere in the 21st chapter, 24th, 25th. What was I saying? Yes, we have to work. And we don't want to avoid our karma, and we wouldn't be able to. I was in England recently. Before I went, I thought, wow, it would be so good, I will get proper Indian cooking, cooked by people who know how to use spices, for whom spices are not a problem, but cooking means spices, and it was good. But when you have lunch, dinner, spicy cooked food, then after 10 days I had a strong stomach ache. A few devotees came with me. Latsi, Attila, and Gadagraj. Of course, they didn't even know what it means to eat in the house of an Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that you have to eat till your neck is full. So you can't do this non-stop. And then singing, dancing, we have to do other things also. So therefore everyone has to work. But if we follow the process, we maintain ourselves. And besides, we follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was yesterday, where Srila Prabhupada was quoting two instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we take responsibility for spreading the Krishna consciousness, for giving it to others, and we ourselves are practicing it. Then this gives us the opportunity to be included in Lord Chaitanya's army. Who knew Napoleon? I'm trying to think of a famous Hungarian general. A famous Hungarian, okay, King Matthias. So which Hungarian knew King Matthias? The soldiers did. The other citizens, there are too many. And what kind of a relationship they had with the king? They paid taxes. But King Matthias was paying the soldiers. So the citizens pay the king, and the king pays the soldiers. So they had the opportunity to know him. So when we say to see God or to be close to God, if you want to be close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to join his army. Then it's easy. Otherwise, you have to pay him. So thus Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are very much absorbed in the mode of preaching, giving Krishna consciousness to others. And giving Krishna consciousness is not just the means, but it also means to be Krishna conscious. This is not a new thing. Like when you go to school, and when the students become a little bit older, senior, then they're teaching those who are junior to them. Because when they have to take teaching seriously, then they also have to study seriously, they're more serious. And then the whole thing works better for them. So it's not a difficult process to chant and dance. But when we are trying to pass this on to others, then we also take it more serious. And I'm sure devotees have this experience. That sometimes you're repeating the teachings of Krishna, Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita. We're speaking about chanting, and when we speak, then as we are trying to explain things, we are starting to understand them. So it's not just words, but we get a deeper understanding. Wow, actually it is as I'm saying. So we call this a realization. And this is the process. The two things are linked. It's very, very difficult to be Krishna conscious without trying to give Krishna consciousness to others. But when we are trying to give it to others, then it becomes very easy.
So as for the Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a nagy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this Mahaprakash. When for the whole day there were big kirtans and he was calling one devotee after the other. This is not described in Chaitanya Charitamrita in so much detail. It's described in great detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And when he called Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first used to manifest his form in which the devotee worshipped him. To Murari Gupta, he showed his form as Lord Ramachandra. And to someone else, he showed his form, Vishnu form. To someone else, he showed his form as Krishna playing the flute or the form of Matsya. So whatever form the devotee worshipped or wanted to see, Lord Chaitanya was showing it to them. And it was interesting because all this happened in a little hut. Like when devotees go to Mayapur and they are told that this is the house of Shivas Thakur. And then they think, oh, this must have been a great theater where it happened. But this is how the material mind works. Such limits are only existing for us. They don't exist on the spiritual platform. Even if Shiva's Thakur's house wasn't bigger than this temple room, still Lord Chaitanya could show everything. When he showed his form as Matsya Avatar,
kilométer hosszú, és az belefér.
He had his millions of kilometers long form, and it fits into the house. You could see it. You could also see the whole ocean, which fills up the whole universe. It was also in there. So these things are achintya for us. And one thing was that he showed this form, and then he told every devotee to ask for a benediction. When Advaita Acharya came and he told him to ask for a blessing, then Advaita Acharya said, don't do this Sankirtan only in this house. Take it out. Take it out to the people. And then the Sankirtan mission actually started. And Lord Chaitanya went out. And as the sun rose, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Lord Chaitanya went out, and immediately they started to play the drums and the kartals, and as soon as the sun rose, they were chanting on the streets. This is how they were waking up the people. Like on the farm, many times when it's not too cold, devotees come with kirtan and they wake others. And then this is what they did all day. And then the evening, they continued. Because there were some things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't manifest on the streets. He only did certain things to his intimate associates. And then when he was out in the streets, he was inviting people to join. So they were chanting Hare Krishna, and immediately he wanted those who joined to convince others to join. So this was the Sankirtan movement, and this is what the Sankirtan movement still is. Someone joins, and then we immediately say, come to the cell program, come to Harinam, and take this book and go out and distribute books, and you should also do something. Take it seriously. And what will be the result of this? That the general starts to pay. And he doesn't pay money, but spiritual results. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this in detail. No, I don't remember how it goes. I will explain it, but.
As what. Egyik Narahari-nak, vagy Narahari Thakur Sarkar, vagy Narahari Chakravarti.
Either Narahari Sarkar Thakur or Narahari Chakravarti had a dream.
Hogy álmába találkozott Lord Chaitanya.
And in his dream he met Lord Chaitanya.
Chakar nem leholdolni.
And he went to pay obeisances, and then the process was that someone went to him, either Lonitinanda or someone, and took him one by one to everyone. He made him put his head on the feet of all Lord Chaitanya's associates, his spiritual master, his Param Guru and his Param Guru, and then Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur and this one and that one, Gadadhar Pandit. And then finally this is how he could get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the payment, because it can be achieved if someone actually takes part. And we can experience that the things we are saying will be realized, because Lord Chaitanya gives that kind of mercy. And thus, gradually this verse, where is it? This is a verse when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks to Rupa Goswami. And then we are advancing, and then we reach a level where the heart is purified, and we can achieve the results of Krishna consciousness. When one thinks of Krishna constantly, love for him manifests within the heart. Even though one may be agya, ignorant, one can reach the far shore of the ocean of transcendental love by Lord Krishna's mercy. So this is a secret. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this, this is how he's ending his teaching to Rupa Goswami. So the point is, how can we get absorbed in thinking of Krishna? This is not an easy thing. To think of Krishna is very difficult. You should try, anyway you're practicing this, to sit down while you're chanting. How successful are you in thinking of Krishna? And not just at that time, but constantly. But there's a very easy way to think of Krishna, which is to think of Krishna's instructions or Krishna's mission. And Srila Prabhupada says that one who constantly thinks of Krishna is a first-class devotee. But Prabhupada often expresses differently in his books. He says that someone who is constantly thinking of spreading Krishna consciousness, he's a first-class devotee. Because if I think, how will I spread Krishna's mission, then I'm thinking of Krishna. This means to think of Krishna. It doesn't mean that we have to think of Krishna's pastimes or what he does with the gopis. But to think of Krishna means to think of how I'm serving Krishna. When Arjuna was fighting, he wasn't necessarily thinking of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Rather, he was thinking how he will shoot the arrows and use other weapons. How will he fight? How will he defeat someone? So this is what it meant to think of Krishna. So the same way, when we also take part and we structure our life in such a way that we serve Krishna. So whatever we do, our work, our family, our home, what it looks like, everything should be connected to Krishna. And practically, what am I doing? I'm going on Harinam, I'm distributing books, I'm going to a cell program, I'm inviting others to take part in Krishna consciousness, I'm taking part in Rath Yatra and other festivals. Even if one is agya, how can someone always think of Krishna when someone is an agya, an ignorant? Agya means a simple person, an ordinary person. So this is actually about us. We are ordinary people. We are not great scholars. But somehow we are thinking. Srila Prabhupada was here and this was his desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and now he wants us to do something, to take responsibility, to take part in his mission. Well, I'm not a great hero, I'm not a great talent, but okay, I take part. Whatever I can do, I will do. And then Krishna Kripa, if we do this, then what does Lord Chaitanya says that one will receive Krishna's mercy. This Krishna Kripa is something very important. It is especially important because this is the existence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Kripa and Gaura Kripa. So to receive this kripa is something very important for us, because we are agya. We are spiritually not very learned, and even the simple spiritual practices are very difficult for us. It's not easy for us to think of Krishna. It's not easy for us just to chant Krishna's name. To follow the four regulative principles is an unbelievable challenge for us. And to have a couple stay together for 50 years, they can become a national hero. They can become national heroes. So the most simple thing is so difficult for us. So this is what it means that we are agya. And foolish people generally don't go to university. Or if they go, they don't get a good result. Generally, thoughtful people go there. Clever people have gone through elementary school, secondary school. And they have good exams. Then they can enter good universities. But we're not just trying to enter a university. We're doing something very serious. The process is simple, but what we are trying to achieve with the process, to cross over Maya, Krishna says this is Duratyaya, this is something very difficult. But this only works if we get some special mercy. So this is a general thing. People ask for mercy, or devotees ask each other, please give me your mercy. But if you want the mercy, like when I'm in England and people are standing in lines and telling me to give them my mercy, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what they want. They want to have a good exam, or they want to be rich, or whatever. Anyway, I can't do that. Either this, I can't give this, or I can't give anything else. But if we really want the mercy, it's like when you want water, don't go to a desert, go to the river, and you will find water there. So if you want mercy, then go to the river, go to the water. And you shouldn't just ask, but you should also do something, and then you will get it. This is how you can get it. By serving somehow the mission of Lord Chaitanya, and then we get Krishna Kripa because he is Krishna. Maybe his body is golden, but he is Krishna and he can give Krishna Kripa. This crossing over Maya is difficult, but actually this is the easier part. There are living entities living on the other side of Maya, on the other side of Karnataka Ocean, but they're still not with Krishna. So to go across Maya, it still doesn't mean that you're with Krishna. And it is difficult to cross over her, but it's much more difficult to cross this other ocean. This Rasa Sindhu body, to reach the far shore of the ocean of transcendental love, these are great things. Not easy things, especially not for someone who is agya. So one needs great mercy. So we have to do something to really get this mercy from Krishna.